everybody. Welcome to the Launchpad series, where we showcase critical line of business applications. They're running on Windows and other Microsoft technologies and platforms for different commercial verticals as well as the education segment. With me today is Jonathan Cerossi.
Hi, Jonathan. Baldwin.
Thanks for coming over to our studio.
My pleasure.
Jonathan is a director in the development team at Autodesk. So he's going to share with us a lot of new technologies today in how to transform the design and engineering processes for the AutoCAD 360 platform. So first, tell us a bit about Autodesk. I know a lot of us, like I was an engineer before in my first career, so I know Autodesk very well. But for the audience, can you share with them who is Autodesk?
Sure, definitely. So I think that a lot has changed since you used AutoCAD.
Right.
AutoCAD was first introduced in 1982. It's been around there for more than 30 years. John Walker founded the company, but it has grown tremendously ever since. Basically, right. Our vision is to enable people to imagine, design, and create a better world, better products, better buildings, buildings as kind of living creatures rather than buildings that are designed just in terms of floor plans,
right.
But really try to simulate the way that buildings are operated and really make live things out of our products that we're designing.
Right, right. And, you know, like I said, I've used AutoCAD in my past lives. But how did you get into this space?
That's a great question. So 8 years ago, I founded a company along with two other partners. One of the other partners was an architect, and she was a product manager for our company. She saw the great opportunity in the design and engineering space to create a product that enables people to easily share and collaborate over AutoCAD drawings.
Mm-hmm.
So we started off by developing a web version of AutoCAD that enables customers to upload their drawings and then share and quickly review a drawing. And something like 5 years ago, we were acquired by Autodesk. And we're very happy ever since to be a part of the AutoCAD team and working on this awesome set of mobile products.
Yeah, that's great. Must be a dream come true for a startup company, right?
To be definitely. Acquired?
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely.
So, with that, I think, why don't you share with our audiences today some of the top of mind questions and or challenges that they are design engineers or designers, architects are wrestling with? Because we like to see your demo, but before we see the demo of the AutoCAD 360, help it kind of set the stage on what is the problem? How big is the problem? Because I have some of it, but you've heard your customer every day about those things, right?
Sure, yeah. So I think that a lot of the problems that we're hearing reflect how to use new tools and new technologies to enable a much more productive manufacturing or construction process.
Right.
So a lot of the problems are around using the right version of a drawing, using the right version of a model. Mm-hmm. How do we eliminate waste in these processes, and how do we reduce the number of human errors in these processes? And what we see right now is that customers are struggling with the proliferation of tools that mm-hmm. are available in the market. There's a proliferation of devices and a proliferation of new tools that are able to enhance the design process.
Right.
Our goal here with AutoCAD 360 with respect to that is to enable customers to use a product that's connected to their current workflow and enables them to tap into their existing design workflows while offering the advantages that cloud and mobile-enabled devices are offering to customers nowadays.
Right, right.
One of the other aspects is, of course, mobility. So that's kind of a way to solve a lot of these inefficiencies. When you have these great mobile devices, the Surface Pro is a great example of that with a great form factor of 12-inch. The ability to take your design out there to the field, look at the most relevant, most optimized version, and connect with the office mm-hmm. directly using a mobile device is one great way to solve that for our customers.
Right.
The other aspect is that I'm hearing a lot from our customers is around cloud security.
Mm-hmm.
That's another big challenge for them. And what I'm seeing out of my experience with these customers is that a few years ago, they started with a lot of skepticism around the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just a couple of weeks ago when I was visiting with a big IT company in Europe, where that company 4 years ago told me, we're never going to move to the cloud, are starting to actually migrate some of their data to the cloud so that they could consume it when some of their people are out in the field.
Right.
So that's a great advantage there, but something that companies are still wrestling with.
Right. So in other words, I think what I'm hearing is, in the old days, and I would say back in the days when I was an engineer, most people still carrying their computer generated through the big gigantic printers worth of papers. And I think you actually have a bunch today, right?
I have
And there's a lot of markups. And I think the one that you have has some markups too. The one that I really wrestle with when I was an engineer is sometimes you lose things, or sometimes you get out of sync and you get into version control issue, right?
So you can see, this is a great example. This is actually from our office in Tel Aviv that we just renovated.
Right.
And you can see some of the markups here.
Right.
And basically, even the fact that I was able to take this plan, this is data now lost for the project.
Correct, that's right.
And apart from the fact that this form factor is not necessarily the easiest thing to carry around or to look at,
sure.
There is also just loss of information here, because this is not captured anywhere apart from the paper that goes to the waste after that.
That's right.
Or and even if it goes for filing, just pulling that after that is a pretty strenuous process.
That's right. And I guess there's also, like a lot of paper processes, there's transcription error as well to move from here back to the electronic file.
Of course.
There are issues with not just transcription error, but also latency. If things are fixed already, agreed upon between the designer and the client, 4 o'clock, why do we have to wait till the next day to have that show up and be redelivered through the center depository to the people who is going to build the house? I know we're going to have some drawings there about the house and condo as well. So it seems like the speed of change management, ideally we can really shorten it. Right?
Correct. And that's where a lot of money gets wasted in these industries.
Right, right. So can you share with us, like, what's AutoCAD 360? Because a lot of people heard about AutoCAD, the desktop version. So what's in AutoCAD 360?
So AutoCAD 360 enables you to take your AutoCAD files, upload them to a central cloud system, and then take them with mobile applications to wherever you are in the field. Once you're with the field with your application, you can modify these drawings, you can add markups and redline certain aspects of the certain areas in the drawing. You could share these you can share these modifications that you that you've done with people who are in the office.
Sure.
You can plot your files and print them if you'd like.
Yeah.
And you could also, I think that's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you can also save it as PDF file for that version, so you create a snapshot of what's agreed upon or marked up.
Correct.
And you can share it through there, because maybe your client doesn't have AutoCAD, but they can appreciate PDF version, right?
Correct. So they can use our Windows 8 free version to basically review a drawing, and you can basically have a conversation that's happening on the drawing, on the right context, and on the right version, instead of over the phone or on paper or on our email.
Right. So we can think of the AutoCAD 360 as a companion applications that work alongside with the desktop-based or server-based AutoCAD drawing system, right?
Yes, the idea is to give everyone an option to view these drawings and to make subtle modifications to these drawings as a response to what's happening in real life in the field.
Great, great, awesome. Okay, Jonathan, so why don't we get started with this AutoCAD 360 demo?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So what you can see here is the main file view. You can see the drawings that I have set up on my account. This little green thing over here on the top of each one of these thumbnails means that this drawing is available offline.
Right.
So the application, once you open a drawing, the application lets you open drawings even if you're online, which is really important for field engineering.
Absolutely. You don't always get the best connection, Wi-Fi,
exactly.
You know, wireless, whatever.
Exactly. And every modification, I'm just going to enter one of these drawings. Every modification that you make when you're out in the field is going to be reflected when you're back connected again.
Right, as a change in a part of the change management process.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So what you can see here is a drawing. I specifically chose something that people can relate to. This is a house of, looks like a very nice house.
Very
a couple
nice
of
house.
Cars, a pool, and here's a nice living room that will kind of enable me to exemplify some of the advantages of the application.
Right.
So first and foremost, what I can do with this, and a lot of people use it, the application for, is to make some markups and some modifications to their drawing.
Right.
So I'm going to start first by basically kind of calling out this area right here with a nice kind of a cloud thing. So that basically the tool enables me to put some text in, for example, I want the constructor to the person who's constructing this building to pay attention to this area in particular.
Right.
Now, I can even do more here. Let's say that, for example, I want to have like a complete conversation around this drawing, because this is not new. These are tools that have been out there for a while.
Right.
Let's say that I want to have a complete conversation over this area in the drawing. So what we did basically is enabled our customers to have like a social commenting tool right on top of the drawing.
Right.
So basically, with this tool called Design Feed, what I can do is I can point to a location in a drawing,
right,
and I can come up and say, close this opening. Once I've posted it, my architect can then look at this and they can see all of the comments on the drawing,
right,
and they can also reply, resolve issues, and basically document and capture a full conversation over the drawing.
Right. So Jonathan, when I was in the manufacturing vertical for my first couple of jobs, I remember that oftentimes coming up with the right version is hard enough. Like there's always a version control issue. It's even harder when the comments are not synced up, because sometimes, you know, we can have one meeting, some things got changed, and then 2-3 hours later, it got changed again. But unless those two set of meetings have the same set of people, someone unintentionally, you know, would be kept out of loop. It's
correct.
Unintentional. But I think what you're seeing, what you're showing here, is that this can provide a central depository on any kind of deltas, changes, so everyone can feel good about what's really the total set of changes that have to be made, which ones are resolved, approved, which ones are not.
Correct.
And that's what it is, right?
Correct. Essentially, everyone that you share the drawing with, there's a share button here.
Right.
Everyone that you share the drawing with, just by typing their email, you can choose whether there are only reviewers,
right,
so that means that they cannot make modifications to the
correct
drawing, or they're collaborators, and that
right
means that enables them to make modifications to the drawing. So
right
essentially, you get a system here that's a lot more safe and secure,
right,
and you're able to track the roles and the amount of people who actually get to collaborate with you on a certain project.
Correct. That's right. That's fantastic. Now, I just can't help but notice, if you move over a little bit on the other side, I noticed something is kind of off in a sense. Like, this is a beautiful view with windows and trees and whatnot. I probably have a fantastic view. The couch is in the wrong spot, I felt like it should be on the other side. So can you show how to quickly do that change? Like, is that possible?
Yes, definitely. So what's important about this application is to remember that this is a CAD application. It's
right
not only for markups and redlining.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a CAD. It's also a CAD application. So essentially, what it is, I took the couch, the sofa, I moved it over to the outer wall. Now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to rotate it right and nicely. So my rotation is basically accurate. You're going
right
to see that it snaps nicely to the wall.
Right.
And I'm also able to enlarge it if I wish.
Right.
I'm able to do whatever I can with this.
Right. And what happens when you save it? Does it get synced up quickly over the cloud to other devices?
Great question. So you can see actually on the device that I have over here that all of the modifications that I've basically have conducted are in this screen right here, where
right
I basically shared the drawing with another user.
Right, and it looks like it's already in there within a few seconds.
Within a few seconds, you're able to see everybody's working on the same version, everybody are aware of what other people are working on within the same project.
So this is literally getting everyone on the same page, if you will, even though it's electronic
exactly
page. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
That's powerful. Now you have other tools, so it looks like you have some markers you can use. And image, is that a kind of a photo capturing part?
That's a photo capturing part.
Okay.
Obviously, with these devices and their
cameras,
you're able to take pictures when you're out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
There's a marker tool if you want to kind of mark a certain area or write more freely using some kind of a marker tool. There are creation tools, so you're also able to draw lines, a series of lines, which we in the industry we call polylines,
mm-hmm, that's right,
rectangles, arcs. I can also show you kind of an example. Again, if we, let's say that we want to close this opening right here,
right,
then I can choose, pick entities, and I can delete an entity, and then kind of close this hatch, and you can see that the geometry is precise. So right. you can see that it snaps to the connecting points,
right.
and it doesn't just, so these are more than markup tools.
Right.
You're right. able to move, enlarge them, and so on and so forth.
Right. So Jonathan, I think it's great to have a lot of these markup tools that's really standard for most of the desktop application is now available on this mobile platform on the Auto 360 on Windows 8.1. But I also saw that, I think earlier I mentioned there's an image capture piece. That seems to be a pretty relevant tool and cool to, instead of having 1,000 words, we capture with an image. So can you show us how to do that too?
Yes, definitely. So basically what you do, again, when you're out in the field, it's very relevant. Let's say we're talking about this kitchen area.
Right.
And we, you know, as a kind of inspecting the field and what's happening, we saw that this is not the right chair that was supposed
Correct.
To be
That's
ordered.
Right. That's
so
right.
the architect or the field engineer can just go, go out there and let's say click that he wants to take a photo of this chair right here,
yeah.
and kind of use this chair as a reference for not the right type of chair. So I can make this
smaller.
Can make this smaller.
Correct,
I can move it right here, and then basically I'm done. And this becomes a part of the drawing. I can then comment on it and say that's not the right style of chair. And then the contractor that executes on that can go ahead and pick the right type of chair.
Right, right. Excellent.
Another set of tools that we have over here is layers. So let me just move on here. Let's say, for example, that I want to, let's say, hide all the doors in a drawing. So let's say that you want to hide all the doors and all the openings in a drawing, then you can take the doors layer and all of the doors from the drawings will be removed.
Right.
Another great tool that we have here is the object properties tool, where you can see the geometry of each one of the entities
the
in
items,
the drawing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're also able to add new elements, new blocks to the drawing.
Right.
Let's say, for example, that this looks like a kitchen. Let's say that you want to add like a nice plant over here, then you just do that here.
And that's pretty much click and it will show up.
It's a drag and drop kind of thing, whereas, and you can do that when you're out in the field, give it to your customer. Let's say you're an architect or an engineer.
Right.
Give it to your customer when you're out in the field, get a resolution, get a decision done faster rather than going through the office, going through the drawing again, sending it via email or something like that, and then getting it back to the customer for approval.
And that is actually really a solution, I think, is an amazing solution to the first pain point we talked about, which is kind of the lack of productivity.
Exactly.
Because, you know, oftentimes I know designers, in this case, probably meet multiple clients on any given day. And I think what you're saying is they don't have to wait after the series of meetings to go back to office or go back home to do that extra work to true up all the changes and put it back into the system. They can do it right there and then while they still is top of mind for them and fresh to the minds. And then this enable the rest of the team to know all the changes because not everybody is necessarily in the room with the between the architect and the customer, right?
Correct. But everybody has their mobile device, everybody has their mobile phone, and everybody can use these devices to capture the conversation and basically leave your design process, just keep it alive at every point in time.
Right, right. Now, you also showed me earlier there is a 3D rendering mechanism too?
Correct. So our application is suitable both for 2D models and for 3D models as well. So I'm going to pick this cool model of a motor, and I'm going to move back to the model space, and then I'm going to choose the 3D solid rendering mode. And that's basically going to give you a very nice rendering, a 3D rendering of the model, which is, again, quite fascinating, because if you think about 3D models in general, you typically envision like a really
powerful machines.
Powerful computer with a lot of graphics capabilities, but here we have a tablet, which is pretty awesome in terms of its computing capabilities, which enables you to do the same but with a mobile device.
That's right.
So when you're out in the field again, or when you're just, you know, trying to brainstorm or showcase something to a customer, then you can use such a
the
device.
The same device.
Exactly.
That's right. And which is a great segue to kind of the following points. What have you seen from your install base when it comes to Windows technology and how they want it to be done via your AutoCAD system. Because I think what I heard is there's tons of users, majority of your users are on the Windows side. So what do they see as benefits of running AutoCAD, and also in this case AutoCAD 360, on a Windows 8.1 tablet like a Surface Pro 3 here?
So first of all, I think that the most interesting thing is the form factor. Mm-hmm. That's the 12-inch form factor is fantastic, and it enables the customer to have a lot of real estate for their design.
Right.
Really, they're concentrated and focused on their design, and this is why we basically designed our applications so we don't take a lot of the space on top of the device. So our customers have a lot of applications already on Win32, and they ideally would like to use one device, which is obviously very compelling for IT departments as well, needing to manage those devices.
Right, that's right. Can you share with us any other things that our customer need to know?
So another awesome feature in the system is the ability to measure things when out in the field.
Right.
So that enables our customers to create things like estimates and even cost estimates on the fly, which is a very huge very huge advantage for them to be able to get an offer to a customer when out in the field instead of, again, coming back to the office. This may be the difference between actually the making the sale and just being a candidate.
For example, I think I'm not in any time soon doing a kitchen remodeling, but have done bathroom remodeling in the past, and I have to actually go measure out. But now you're saying you can actually do it all within the drawing. The drawing already pre-exists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So can you show us how to show, let's say, the rough area, square footage or square meters?
For example, let's take this kitchen table over here, and let's see the architect chose a certain size, and we're not sure what that size is. So, so just by tapping at the points at the edges of that table, I'm accurately able to get an accurate measurement of the area of that table. So when I go to the store, I know
exactly what to buy.
Exactly what to buy, exactly.
Right, right. And what you're saying, similar to the earlier point, your AutoCAD 360 app that's running on Windows 8.1 is very precise. So you can click one point, second point, then the third point, automatically see that you want to measure area of some space.
Or you can measure distances as well. So you can see that this is
4 feet and 8 3 1/4.
Exactly. Yeah. You can measure angles between certain lines, or you can measure a radius of a certain circular object.
Right, right. Well, all right, thank you, Jonathan. This is a great demo. Now, we talked about last time when we were preparing for this video that you actually have a customer in Israel that he has some feedback for you about the utility of these two. Can you share a bit more?
Yes, definitely. So that's a perfect example of using the tool properly. Jacob Eliashiv from a building company called Ashdar. Mm-hmm. Jacob is a project manager. He leads construction projects of office buildings and residential buildings.
Right.
And what Jacob does basically is that at the initial planning phase of the project, Jacob takes Windows 8 tablets, hands them out to his team members that are going out to the field to survey the landscape and to make sure that construction is happening on time. He puts the most recent drawings on their devices, and by that he ensures that they're also always working on the latest version.
Right.
When they're out in the field, they're able to snap photos of what's happening in the field.
Right.
They're able to make comments, and he sits in the office. And by doing that, he's able to monitor multiple projects at the same time.
Right.
Instead of having to go with them to the field or getting their comments in writing and then putting them on those on the device, he's able to sit down with his computer, check the comments, and see whatever happened when they went out to the field.
Right.
And put that in the original device. So, in the original design. So what happens is that the comments are taken in using AutoCAD 360.
Right.
And then Jacob instructs the designer and the drafter to how to make the changes on AutoCAD.
Right, right. But the time it takes from capturing the feedback into executing those changes is a lot more compressed than ever before.
Yes, that has been reduced tremendously. And it showed the value in it and the fact that Jacob bought something like 6 Surface Pro devices for his employees, and just acknowledging the fact that the process and the efficiency of the process is just worth it.
Is working. Yeah. Okay. That's great to know. Well, thank you so much, Jonathan, for coming all the way over from Israel. So any final thought to share with the audiences today about AutoCAD 360?
Sure. We're very happy to develop AutoCAD 360 as a part of Autodesk. What we'd like to do is keep evolving this platform. Mm-hmm. We keep rolling out new versions of the application, and we're heavily engaged with customers on the channels that you were seeing there through social media and through a direct email. We're always happy to engage with customers and with potential partners. Feel free to engage with us.
Well, thanks again, Jonathan.
Thanks for coming
all the way over from Israel. Again, this is Baldwin Ng from the Launchpad series. We want to thank you for joining us today. Don't forget, Auto360 is available in the Windows Store for you to download. And until the next time, have a wonderful day.